Welcome to the Malibu Medium Podcast. I am your host, Amber Baker, NDE survivor, Akashic Record reader, program creator of the Akashic Academy, and your expansion activator, here to bring you all things mindset, manifestation, and spirituality. This podcast is designed to align you to your higher self, awaken your infinite possibilities, and co-create your desires, because you are powerful beyond measure. The portal is open now. Let's dive in. Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. Yes, I did change the name of my podcast from Your Light is Fearless to the Malibu Medium Podcast. But if you are subscribed, it's going to not make any difference to you. This was just more of me coming from a place of embodiment and aligning with an aspect of who I already am and just stepping into cohesive branding. There's no big reason for me to change my name. I still love that motto of Your Light is Fearless, and I'm going to use that as a tagline always at the end of my podcast, because I think that the energy behind that is important for us to remember. But I wanted to, as I evolve and expand, I'm utilizing the freedom that I know that I have, that I hope that you know that you have, to change and to transform. And so I stepped into this new name, the Malibu Medium Podcast. I think it's going to allow me to share a little bit more about my personal journey, even though you might say, oh, Amber, you already do that. But I'm really loving this new name. So welcome, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. Excuse me. Today's episode is about how to embody the frequency of your desires and how to notice if you are in a state of desire and how to align back into that state. Because I just went through my own transformation journey with aligning myself back into embodying my desires. So one of the key ingredients to manifesting is desire and holding the energy and the frequency of desire. Because when you hold the energy of your desires, you are an instant attractor to that, and you manifest from that place of embodied frequency. Now, another key ingredient to manifesting would be taking action and having faith, holding intention. But really, when you embody the frequency of your desires, you are holding that intention and you are in faith. You are in a state of self-belief and conviction. You are also automatically going to take actionable steps. So you can think of the foundation of you manifesting anything in your life to be embodying your desires. Now, a lot of times what happens with people is that you can have a desire and you can have a sense of purpose. You can have that initial inspiration, a seed that is planted from your higher self or from your soul, maybe is downloaded into your awareness, and you instantly get a desire to do something or to embody an aspect of yourself or to call in something in your life. And it is all wonderful and great, but then through the conditioning that we experience in this human journey or through other, you know, interferences, we can kind of like dim that desire, and that desire can start to feel out of alignment with really landing in your heart or with coming from an embodied place. So you might, you know, reject that desire, or you might feel afraid of that desire. You most often will notice at some point that, you know, you had a desire, but it's not feeling that inspirational, or like you're not that excited about that anymore. And a lot of times what happens is that it's not that you don't have that desire anymore. It's just that some conditioning, some programming has gotten in your way of you embodying the frequency of that desire. But again, it's really important that you do embody the frequency of your desires to manifest, because when you do embody the frequency of your desires, really what that means, let's kind of unpack what that means in a more simplistic way. What that means is that that desire feels safe in your heart. That desire is in alignment with you, and you might feel also that it is, that because it feels safe and because it's coming from a place of alignment, that you have like a neutral energy around it. So you want your desires, or you need your desires to feel safe. You need your desires to feel embodied and aligned in order for you to hold the frequency of them. And remember what I said in the beginning, that it's the foundation of manifesting. So when you hold the frequency of your desires, when you embody your desires, you're going to automatically take actionable steps towards them. You're also going to automatically have faith in yourself to achieve them. You're going to become them. And we know that you manifest who you are, not necessarily what you want. But when you are what you want, when you are aligned to your desires on a mind, body, soul level, and when they sit in your heart and they feel safe, then in it actually, what it really means is that it's yours instantly, because you can have and be anything that you want. All archetypes and all desires that are available to that are available to you and to anyone. So what I realized for myself is that when I was going through this next launch of my new program, which also went through a name change. So it did change from Your Light is Fearless Academy to the Akashic Academy. And again, the name change is just to help create a better branding sense, because I do believe that, again, although I love Your Light is Fearless as a motto, I believe that the Akashic Academy name is going to fit my brand, because it's going to help reach other people and explain exactly what this program is, which is how to read the Akashic records for yourself and others. So the first round of this new academy is how to read the Akashic records for yourself, so that you can have this tool to co-create your dreams and desires and transform the blocks that are holding you back from doing that. So yes, there has been a name change with that too. But getting back to what I was saying, that it is important for us to know that all desires are available for anyone. And we are often the ones that are blocking ourselves from believing in them, from embodying them, or from having faith in ourselves within them. And although there could be outside factors and circumstances, environmental factors, conditioning that influence and interfere with maybe why you don't embody your desires, ultimately, it is up to us all individually to choose, to decide, to allow, to invite in. And it is available to all of us to embody any desire that we want. So all desires are available to you. It's important that you know that. And I'm going to teach you how to do the inner work so that you can look at the desires that you have in your life and to see if you are embodying them, and then how you can do that. Because this is a key pathway to manifesting. So again, for me, I am going through like the pre-launch time of this next Akashic Academy, and I had a lot of resistance around launching. And so I've done a lot of this inner work already, and I got myself back into a place of alignment with this desire. So how I did this is by accessing my higher consciousness, which is something that I teach you along with how to read your Akashic records. So when you join the Akashic Academy, you're going to learn how to access your soul's records, and you're going to learn how to access your higher awareness, because it is a key ingredient to reading your records. And when you align to your higher awareness, to your higher self, you're going to be able to support the healing and the transformations that take place in the practice of reading your Akashic records. So I was able to walk myself into a place of embodiment with the desire to launch my next round of the Akashic Academy by using my expanded awareness to explore and look at what was happening. So I asked myself, okay, why? Why am I not wanting to launch this next round? Now, awareness and consciousness is multi-layered. So you're going to feel opposing forces. You're going to feel within the exploration of your awareness, different layers or different states of being. So I, on the one hand, of course, I wanted to launch the Akashic Academy. I love teaching, and I'm excited about launching this, but I knew that I wasn't coming fully from that place of inspiration and excitement and embodiment. And I needed to know why. So I went into my Akashic records with my initial first understanding of like, okay, there's something going on here. All you have to do for your own Akashic practice is notice the resistance. Like, just start to notice like, okay, I have a little resistance around this issue, around this situation. And you want to then take that issue, that resistance into your records, knowing that it is some sort of block. It could be at any stage of blocks. You might have a block that's really big, that's really anchored, or you might be in the beginning stages of experiencing a block. So you take that into your Akashic records and you ask questions to your guides. Now, if you don't already have my Akashic Wisdom Prayer, you can go to my website, themalibumedium.com, or my Instagram at Malibu Medium. And please go ahead and follow me on my Instagram account. I love to share more there that can really help you on your journey. So you open your Akashic records using your full legal name, and you ask questions to your guides. And I asked, why am I feeling resistance to launching the Akashic Academy? And I realized, or it was revealed to me that I had a lack of desire. Now, you know, ding, 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 desire is like the first, it's the foundation of manifestation. So it's like, we have to have desire. So it made sense. I had a lack of desire, but was that totally my truth? Is it true that I don't desire to teach how to read the Akashic records? No, no, no. That couldn't be further from the truth of who I really am. But I had a lack of desire because there was some other things, other interferences that were clouding my desire. And so what was revealed to me from my guides in my Akashic records was the reason why I had a lack of desire is because that desire didn't feel safe. And this is one of the biggest collective blocks around desire and manifesting for most people is that their desires don't feel safe, because the desires that you have in your life are going to sometimes bring up fear and insecurities, and those insecurities feel uncomfortable. And what happens is that uncomfortable feeling translates to our human brain as danger, because we have evolved as, you know, species to have protective mechanisms in our brain to keep us safe. So it's important for you to understand and really expand your awareness so that your mind doesn't rule your life, because your mind is going to protect you and want to keep you safe. And if you listen to your mind, and if you listen to the part of you that feels unsafe and or not safe, feeling uncomfortable, then you're going to prevent yourself from taking action towards your dreams and desires. Because remember, your dreams and desires can challenge the parts of you that haven't fully grown or developed into embodying your higher self or your true essence. So yes, it might be scary to go do that thing that's different, that do, you know, step into the version of you that you haven't explored yet. It's going to challenge your insecurities, but it doesn't mean that you're not safe. And so I want you to ask yourself in your Akashic records and bring up one of your big dreams and desires. I say big, but really there's no hierarchy to what is a big dream or desire. Whether you want to bring a relationship into your life, no matter what it is that you want to manifest, a program, more money, anything in your life, it's big when it feels scary. And a lot of times it feels scary. So go ahead into your records, bring up a desire that scares you, present it to your guides, explain to them why it scares you now, and be ready for them to reveal to you other and more expanded reasons as to why that actually is making you feel fear. So you want to ask them, why do I feel unsafe in this desire? What is the root cause? How can I release this fear? How can I feel safe in this desire? Why is this desire actually really safe? Why is this desire actually aligned with who I am? Why is this desire good for me? Why is this in my highest path and potential? What is the purpose of this desire? What is the expanded vision and version of who I am in this desire? What is the gift of this desire? How can I take steps in embodying this desire? So you get the message. You want to ask many, many questions. I suggest getting a journal and automatic writing the answers so that you can have it to go back to at any time. And so it's important for us all to know that desire, holding the frequency and embodying the frequency of desires, is going to be a huge part of the law of attraction, of manifesting what we want in our life. And again, it is also very natural for us to have a block in holding the vibration of our desires, because our human brain wants to keep us safe. So a collective block around manifestation would be that our desires scare us. And so as we respond to that collective block, you might notice within yourself, you might do things like this. You might procrastinate. You might stagnate. You might choose not to do it. You might overthink about it and, you know, feel like, okay, I'm going to do something about it. And then you're not going to do something about it. So you can respond to it in different ways. And it's important also for you to know that in your Akashic records, you're going to get the specific desire and the specific reason why you have responded or decided it's not safe. And this is how healing and transformation happens in your Akashic records. You shift your perspective, but you shift your perspective back into a place of wholeness, back into a place of alignment with your true essence by receiving the exact specific guidance that you need to know, that you need to hear in order to actually make those shifts in consciousness, those shifts in perspective. And if I know anything to be true, it is this, that our perspective co-creates our life. So perspective, what is that? Your perspective is the way you see yourself and the way you see yourself in this world. That is a unique viewpoint that we all have that is influenced by how we were raised, conditioning, the stories we tell ourselves. But whatever perspective you have is influencing your thoughts, your feelings, your choices, how you move forward in your life, and that is why it co-creates your reality. So you can have the same circumstance in a family, two different people, and one person can go on to manifest their dreams and desires, and another person can go down a very different path. And that is because that one person's perspective is an empowered perspective. It is a perspective that supports them, supports growth, supports their highest path and potential. So if you don't are not doing something, if you're not manifesting your dreams and desires, if you're not taking actionable steps, if your desires scare you, it's okay. It's completely natural. And doing this inner work in your Akashic records is going to transform your life and completely align you into a place where you will become magnetic to attract anything that you want. And so this journey is beautiful. This journey is transformational, powerful. It is joyful, and it is actually exciting when you have the tools, when you know how to identify a block, transform it, embody who you really are, and then move forward on your path towards manifesting whatever it is that you want. So if you are interested in joining the Akashic Academy, I do have a waitlist. You can join in this waitlist. You will get early bird pricing. You can join the waitlist on my Instagram account at Malibu Medium or my website, themalibumedium.com. And I personally invite you to this program, to this mastermind, where I will teach you how to access your higher awareness, your higher self, how to read your Akashic records for your own personal development journey so that you can transform any blocks that are holding you back and finally take action in manifesting and co-creating the life of your dreams. This program will start sometime in April, and I am so excited to meet all of you. And I hope this episode helps you get on your way in healing whatever is holding you back from embodying the frequency of your desires, because we know that everything is energy and you manifest who you are. So if you are aligned to the frequency of your desires, it is yours already, and it's on its way to you, because you are unlimited in potential and possibility, and your light is fearless. I hope you have a beautiful day.